As the pandemic grows, so too does the pressure to provide a vaccine. The first samples of the swine flu jab should be ready for trials next month. But it's emerged the vaccine will be made available to the NHS before the full results of those trials are known. And some doctors worry the process is being rushed.
I'm very concerned that a vaccine might be brought out too quickly. There's a huge demand for it from doctors and patients, and yet it hasn't been fully tested. We know from the past that these types of vaccines can cause neurological disorders, and there is an overall concern that if the vaccine is used too soon, it may have more problems than swine flu itself.
Scientists have been working on a swine flu jab since April. The government's placed advance orders for up to 132 million doses. When it's delivered, there will be trials involving between 200 and 400 patients. But will the vaccine be safe? Government scientists are adamant that it will. Three core vaccines on which this one will be based have been trialled successfully on thousands of people. And the new vaccine will have to pass a rigorous licensing process before it's used on the public.
The way that you work with a pandemic vaccine is that you don't know what the pandemic vaccine is going to be. So you make a core vaccine, which has happened in this case. You perform clinical trials on that, and the core vaccines for those that we will get for the in this pandemic have gone through clinical trials in between 5,000 and 6,000 people.
The Department of Health has branded the safety claims irresponsible and says they'll cause unnecessary panic. 60 million doses of vaccine will be available by Christmas, enough to immunise half the UK population. And any new vaccine will be thoroughly tested before it's used. Simon Newton, Sky News.